Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call Podcast.
Wow.
Yes, you Woo-hoo. Heard Dave Crossan and I on the air doing Short Time and Vin and Dave. Well, we wanted to give you a special treat, and that's why
Weekly
we're bringing
treats.
The Financial Wake Up Call to podcast form so you can get more financial advice and learn some things to consider from Dave Crossan from Shoreline Wealth Management and how to try and go about your year and addressing certain topics. And Dave, excited to be a part of this new venture here. It's a lot of fun. I think it's a great way to help a lot of people out.
Buddy, I appreciate it. I'm so excited. It's excited to be doing it because it's something where, unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately.
All
fortunately
right.
and unfortunately,
there you go.
There's so much information.
Yeah.
There's so, you know, if you're looking to do different things on investments, estate planning, advice on your retirement accounts, whatever it is, you have so many different places to go. And that's a good thing. You
right.
should have information. The problem is it can be overload. There is so much
right.
information, different opinions. And let's be honest, everybody's unique, special. They have their own particular circumstances that they're dealing with and how to set up their investment plan, their estate plan, any different things that they need to do for their family, for themselves. That I wanted to set up this podcast like we've done already on the radio, but now to have a podcast dedicated to educating people on different topics. And like I always say, Vin, I'm never what? Pounding the desk.
There will be no pounding
no,
on this podcast.
It's never going to be, you must do this.
Right.
You must do that. I'm putting out different topics mm-hmm. to consider
right.
that you can take to your financial advisor. Or if you're looking to do something or set something up for maybe your estate plan, you're going to see your attorney. Oh, and that's the other thing I want to bring up that's important with what we're doing with this new podcast. Different weeks, we will have different people that I will interview. Like, for example, let's say it's the topic of estate planning. I will have an estate planning attorney that I'll be speaking to. I'll have different questions, different topics to bring up and have a conversation. So as I ask the questions, I am actually leaning on an expert to answer those questions.
There you go.
Same with taxes. Same with having a CPA and an accountant coming in, because before you know it, Vin, guess what? It's going to be tax season.
Dun, dun,
here
dun,
we
dun,
are.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Exactly. So different topics, different questions. And like always, Vin, let's put this out there for people that have different ideas or different questions that they want me to bring up on future podcasts.
You're right.
Where can they email me?
ShoreTime@townsquaremedia.com. It is an all-encompassing
yes,
email.
You're right.
For Short Time of Vin and Dave and for the Financial Wake Up Call podcast that we're doing here. Just email it. If you have some questions for Dave or, you know, some scenarios, some situations you've run into, just email and Dave will take a look and guide you along your way.
And the beauty about this podcast, Vin, is it's going to be covering material for the investor who's first starting out. Maybe it's that college student now has their first job. What do?
Right.
They now have, say, a 401k, a retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to invest. They have student debt. What do they do with the student debt? Maybe they have credit card debt. Maybe they're looking for their first home, their primary residence. How do you
Fair
go about
question.
It?
Fair question, yeah.
There's so many moving parts. And let's be honest here, Vin. With students coming out of college now, the amount of debt that students may have is tremendous. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with.
It's a lot to think about.
A lot to think
yeah.
about. It can be very stressful. How
Absolutely.
Do I attack this? How do I handle, say, the first time that I'm dealing with a retirement account, a 401k?
Yeah.
Maybe they have a matching strategy. What is that all about? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We'll be talking about that.
Aha.
And the other thing, too, is for people that have never invested, what do I do? What's the best way to attack it? What are my options? The best thing for people that are starting out, the earlier people can start investing, the better. Now, again, and I want to make this very clear, with any type of investing, you want to make sure that it fits in, that you're not accumulating debt
right.
or different things to do so. In other words, it has to be part of a plan. And I always say to people when they're first starting out, is you, if you can set it up like a systematic way of doing it. And this is something we will cover. It's money that you want to say, you know what? It's off the table. I'm putting it in a certain direction. It's away from my other expenses. And we'll talk about different budgeting ideas and different ways that you can set up your investment plan. Money set aside for your bills and different expenses, and then also a portion set aside for different things, maybe vacations or different things, going out to eat.
There you go.
That's so important because for people that get their paychecks, you know, a lot of people, they pay their bills. They don't really have a way of attacking it or a budget. I know budget, let's be honest, it can be boring, but if you set it up a certain way, we can do it so that you're covering the different things that you need to do, putting money away for down the road for your retirement, having money or a savings plan for, say, like we talked about before, maybe it's your first home purchase, and also different things that you may want to do as simple as going out to eat. We want to, or I should say, you and I, here we are, want to cover different topics that people are comfortable with, they understand. And that's the big thing, Vin. This show, I want to have it in such a way that it's aha, that aha moment. It's out there. It's information that people can take certain bits and pieces, if you will, maybe one or two takeaways a week. And I want it very clear, something that people say, you know what, I understand that, or I may have additional questions because of it. And I think the problem that I run into with a lot of people, they are so confused because there's so much information.
Right.
Is breaking down these topics in such a way. So what did I mention before? I'm talking about for people that are first starting out, that are, you know, maybe have their first retirement plan with work or saving for a home. They have student loan debt. Well, how about the people that have been working? Now, let's say they have children. They need to save for the education for the children. That's one of the things that they want to do. How do you do that? Now you've got a mortgage.
Yeah.
What are things that you need to be concerned about? Different things that you need to set up at a different stage of your life. So now we've gone from first starting out to now, okay, these people may have children. They have a mortgage. They've been investing in their retirement plan. They have new goals. As we get older, Vin, we have new goals and objectives. Think about it.
No, you're right.
You know, different things that are now changing. And that's where this podcast, the direction, I should say, where we're going. I want to make sure that we cover different topics for different stages of life as people go on their financial journey. Oh, I like that, their financial journey. Did you like that?
There you go. Wordsmith here. Mm-hmm. Dave is a man of words.
Thank you. And then, of course, you get people that are now nearing retirement. Not in retirement, nearing retirement.
Yeah, getting there.
How does that look? What do you need to do? How do you set up that, okay, at some point here, I'm not going to be working. Let's say I have this 401k that I've been investing in. How do I turn that from, say, a growth mode to now eventually to be an income mode?
Right.
How does that work?
Yeah.
How do you set yourself up? What about your debt at that point? Should you be paying your mortgage off? What should you be doing? Well, we'll cover different topics like that because it's one thing to get to retirement, but again, you're not going to have that income from your job. So what do you do? How do you handle it? How do you make that transition?
Right.
And let me tell you something. The biggest mistake people make is they think the moment they retire, it's okay. It's just they're in, we're off. No, no, no. This is something typically people should start planning for 5 years before their retirement. Mm. And how does that look?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, no, it is a fair question. And unfortunately for a lot of people, they don't plan properly. And then all of a sudden it's there. And let's say it's a bad stock market. And now it's like, okay, I'm retiring and the market's down significantly. How do I handle that with distributions that maybe I need to make from a retirement account?
Right.
What could I have done? What should I be doing? Different topics like that. And then, Vin, for people that are in retirement, their needs, different income strategies. Also, different things with estate planning. They're looking to do different things for, say, their legacy. Also, different concerns about long-term care. Will they be okay if something happens to them that they need that type of funding to take care of those types of expenses?
Right.
There are so many different things to consider. Vin, I'm on a roll. Call me butter because I'm on a roll.
I like rolls.
There you go.
Now I'm hungry.
We're also going to be talking about Social Security, different ways.
Important, yeah.
Time for people to take it, the pros and cons, different things that you need to know. Medicare, Medicaid, these are very important topics.
Yeah.
And again, for people that have heard of them, they're like, well, how does that work? What ages?
Right.
What are my benefits? If I take it at this age, does that make sense? Should I wait?
Sure.
And I'm just referring to Social Security. We are going to cover those type of topics as well. And here's the beauty of doing this podcast, Finn, is each week I will announce what the next topic is. And then people can go and say, okay, you know what? I want to listen to the Financial Wake-Up Call, show 3, because that's a topic that's important to me that I need to listen to. It's all going
to
be
there,
nicely organized, titled out what the different topics are. And like I mentioned earlier here, people, please, please, please reach out to me. This is an interaction with the listeners and different topics they may have that I'd love to share with in, I should say, future podcasts as we do this.
Absolutely. Listen, that's a part of it. This is a way for everybody out there to, you know, bring up questions. Don't, you know, be embarrassed that you have a certain, you know, financial question about something going on or something that you're up against. Everybody's got questions. I mean, it's okay to, you know, reach out, seek out help and services. And this podcast is a great way to be able to do that and provide that platform for people to kind of weigh in and for you to be able to help so many different people. And you know what? If you have a question, lots of other people have it too.
Absolutely.
And you know, by you sharing your questions or financial related topics along those lines as well, maybe somebody else out there who had that question or had been thinking about that can get that answered here on the podcast.
But if you think of it this way, we all run into different things in life.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not always going to be roses. There's going to be up markets, stock markets, down stock markets.
Yeah.
There's going to be health issues. There are going to be different things that happen in your life that you need to be able to make adjustments.
Right.
And
right.
Like I said earlier on, everybody's unique. Everybody's situation is special to them.
Sure.
And, you know, just to say, hey, if you do this and that, and here you go, and you're done. Everything's perfect. No, it doesn't work that way. And that's not what this podcast is intended to do. It's intended to give different topics, but also discuss different strategies, different things that you can make adjustments. Because, again, life changes. You need to be able to adjust with it.
Right.
So the important thing of what we're trying to do, and again, I love doing this. This, to me, is so special because I really want to put people in a position to be able to ask better questions, to be able to go into meetings with, say, their financial advisor, and say their financial advisor is making different suggestions, that you're more comfortable understanding what's going on. Clarity. I want people to feel more comfortable, if you will, having those conversations.
Sure.
Or at least if they don't understand. I always pound the, this is one thing I do, pound the desk.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Like we were just saying before, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to be able to ask those types of questions. And you know what? And if you're not getting that clarity that you're looking for, you reach out here and I'll be happy to put it in a future podcast. Doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
And what I'm also looking forward to doing with the podcast here are the different interviews I'm going to be doing with different experts. So here it is. It's an estate planning question, and we have that estate planning attorney, and we have different things that we want to cover, different material.
Right.
Tax-wise, investment-wise, whatever it is, that's what's important to me, and that's why I'm so much looking forward to doing this podcast every week. It's going to be, Vin, every Monday morning, a new podcast will come out. They'll be labeled exactly what the topics are. And that way, I hope you listen every time,
Absolutely.
Every week.
But and then listen again and again and again.
If you don't, let's say you're on vacation, and you're like, I got to get home from vacation because I need to listen to the podcast I missed. It's going to be available.
But people could, if people want to, you know, take out time, maybe they want to take a break, hang out in the hotel room.
Exactly.
You can just pop on the 94.3 The Point app, And you can listen to the podcast anywhere.
That's it. So with that being said, I'm so excited to be doing this. Vin, this is awesome having you here as we enjoy doing this each week. And again, please, 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 how many pleases? Two more. Please, please. For anybody that is listening that has different topics that they would like to cover.
Right.
Reach out. And again, one more time, Vin, where can they email us for that?
Short Time is the place, the being. It is shorttime at townsquaremedia.com. One word, of course. Shorttime, S-H-O-R-E, shorttime at townsquaremedia.com. Now, that is where you can email the show, but bonus.
Bonus.
You can also reach out to Dave directly as well, and in another way, at Shoreline Wealth Management. Dave, how can they go about getting in touch with you? Maybe they want to call you directly and reach out with any questions or comments, or maybe they want to set up an appointment to discuss anything.
Absolutely. So main number, 732-902-7880. And of course, you can visit us here at shorelinewealth.com. And we have offices in Manchester as well as Manahawkin.
There it is. So you can email Dave, you can call Dave, and you can go visit Dave at his office right there, Shoreline Wealth Management. Dave, this was a fun beginning to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, everybody that is listening to this one right now. Many more to come. Great topics. So excited. 2023, here we go.
Absolutely. So get in touch with Dave Crossan there at Shoreline Wealth Management and plan your year ahead as you consider your financial future. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you're more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor, committed to helping you weather life's storms. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.